Welcome to Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Friday, February 25th, 2022. I'm Pim Fox. Coming up, our top stories include Russian troops enter Kyiv, Fed officials still see rate hikes, and hold the nuggets at Burger King. Those stories and more, but first, let's get caught up on where markets are trading. U.S. equity futures are pointing lower, with S&P 500 futures down 0.7%. NASDAQ 100 futures are falling nearly 1.5%, and Dow futures, they're off 0.5%. Oil trades at just under $95 a barrel. The 10-year U.S. Treasury is 1.96%. The dollar is stronger versus the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. Bitcoin is $38,000, and gold trades at $1,912 an ounce. At midday in Europe, the Stocks Europe 600 index is up nearly 2%. In Asia, China's Shanghai Composite rose 1%, Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 2%, and in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng closed down 0.6%. Stocks making moves before the opening bell include Lockheed Martin and Raytheon Technologies. Both are higher by nearly 1%. Etsy gained 18% after beating estimates in quarterly results. Shares of Foot Locker are down 13% after saying it expects sales and earnings to decline in fiscal 2022 amid changes to its vendor mix and a decline in economic stimulus. The company also raised its dividend more than 30% and authorized a more than $1 billion share repurchase program. Shares of Under Armour are up nearly 1% after the athletic apparel and accessories company said it has entered into a $300 million accelerated share repurchase agreement. Shares of Cinemark Holdings are higher by 4% after the movie theater operator posted a surprise fourth-quarter profit, the first profit in 8 quarters. Now our top stories. Russia pressed its invasion of Ukraine to the outskirts of the capital after unleashing airstrikes on cities and military bases and sending in troops and tanks. Explosions sounded before dawn in Kyiv, and gunfire was reported in several areas. Ukraine's president pleaded for international help to fend off an attack that could topple the elected government. Roads out of Kyiv were gridlocked with fleeing civilians, while city authorities ordered residents to seek refuge in basements and bomb shelters. The European Union will formally sign off on sanctions that will cut 70% of Russia's banking system off from international financial markets. European countries on the border with Russia or Ukraine put troops on high alert and are expanding their militaries. Lithuania introduced a state of emergency and reinforced military deployments near its border with Russia. Poland kept active military personnel on duty and canceled leaves of absence and rotations home for the foreseeable future. Both countries also called on the North Atlantic Treaty Organization to invoke Article 4, a clause that would require all 30 governments in the military alliance to hold consultations on the crisis in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Slovakia and Hungary sent troops to manage a possible influx of people fleeing Ukraine. Federal Reserve officials stuck to their resolve to raise interest rates next month despite uncertainty posed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. central bankers stressed the need to confront the fastest acceleration in inflation in 40 years. And the largest operator of Burger King franchise restaurants in the United States says the company is adopting a new tactic to get inflationary cost pressures under control: fewer nuggets. New York-based Carrols Restaurant Group, which operates more than 1,000 of the restaurants nationwide, told investors that Burger King was reducing the nugget count in a meal to 8 pieces from 10. It has also removed the Whopper as a value option. In other news, Russia was stripped of hosting the European Champions League football final, with St. Petersburg replaced by Paris after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit challenging United Health Group's $13 billion acquisition of the health technology firm Change Healthcare. Fewer Americans are collecting unemployment benefits than at any time in the last half century, according to federal government data. Mortgage rates are just below 4% for a second week. At the beginning of the year, the average rate was 3.25%. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating whether recent stock sales by Tesla chief executive Elon Musk and his brother Kimball Musk violated insider trading rules. Shares of Car Gurus rallied more than 10% in the extended session Thursday after the online car marketplace reported adjusted earnings and sales well above Wall Street expectations. Shares of KAR Auction Services traded up 75% in Thursday's after-hours market following news that the company agreed to sell its Odessa U.S. physical auction business to Carvana for more than $2 billion. Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's largest brewer, reported a 15% increase in sales last year. Shares of Block surged nearly 20% after the financial technology company, formerly known as Square, offered upbeat commentary for the quarter and the year ahead. Shares of Zscaler dropped 15% after the cybersecurity company forecast earnings that were below Wall Street expectations. Coinbase Global shares fell 4% despite posting fourth quarter income that more than quadrupled. VMware declined 4% after the enterprise cloud company's outlook for the current quarter overshadowed its earnings beat. Shares of Farfetch jumped more than 30% after the luxury fashion company reported a fourth quarter loss that was narrower than Wall Street expected. Playtika Holding shares surged 11% after the Israel-based mobile games designer said its board is considering a possible sale of the company and released its earnings earlier than expected, beating Wall Street estimates. Beyond Meat stock fell 11% after it announced a decline in the quarterly revenue and a widening loss, as well as disappointing guidance. Healthcare Trust of America is in advanced talks to combine with rival Healthcare Realty Trust. South Jersey Industries said it has entered into an agreement to be taken private by the Infrastructure Investments Fund, a private vehicle, in a deal with an enterprise value of over $8 billion. The stock jumped 40%. Advanced Micro Devices announced a new $8 billion share buyback program. Dell Technologies posted better-than-expected quarterly sales, but the stock traded 11% lower in late trading on a slightly disappointing outlook. U.S. Silica Holdings said it would be raising prices on cristobalite products up to 25%. The products are used primarily in building products, foundry, plastics, and paints and coatings. L. Catterton, the private equity firm backed by French billionaire and LVMH chief Bernard Arnault, is said to be considering an initial public offering this year that could value the firm at $3 billion or more. And John Bon Jovi has sold his Greenwich Village four-bedroom home for $22 million. The rock star bought the 4,000-square-foot apartment in 2017 for $19 million. And Sally Kellerman, the Oscar-nominated actress who played U.S. Army Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan in the film MASH, has died. She was 84. At 7 a.m., U.S. equity futures are pointing lower. S&P 500 futures are down 0.7%. NASDAQ 100 futures are down nearly 1.5%. Dow futures are off 0.5%. Oil trades at just under $95 a barrel, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury is 1.96%. The dollar remains stronger versus the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. Bitcoin trades at $38,000, while gold is $1,912 an ounce. On a personal note, I want to thank you for helping to make the Wall Street Breakfast podcast among the most listened to financial and market news podcasts, with over 1.4 million monthly downloads and 50,000 daily listeners. Today marks the end of my participation in the podcast, though I hope you will listen to my new daily podcast called Wall Street News with Pim Fox. It will be available beginning Monday at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Thanks for listening. Have a successful day and a great weekend. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best news and analysis on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. To subscribe to this podcast, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader and the Cannabis Investing Podcast, on those platforms as well.